Matthew chapter 5. This is the Sermon on the Mount. I'm going to show you something out of those scriptures that maybe you've never seen before. Look at verse 17. Jesus says, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Now here's your text, not the next one, I'm sorry. "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, or whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment." Now this is your text verse. "But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say unto his brother Raca shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say thou fool shall be in danger of hell fire." It's amazing, church, that here the Sermon on the Mount very seldom do you ever see emphasize the last two words that Jesus said. He said, hell fire. We're living in a day when folks want to say that hell has no fire. Even some of your religions will say hell is nothing but a grave. But Jesus makes it clear here, hell fire. From the Son of God, hell fire. Now you can take hell out and it would make people more comfortable. But Jesus said hell fire. That means there's fire in hell. It means fire is there. It means it does exist. And I don't care what religions say otherwise, Jesus, I'm going to believe him. He said hell fire. Something else. Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 5:14 that hell hath enlarged herself. That means it's never full. You know what else it means? It awaits those who are not prepared. I'm going to show you something here maybe you've never seen before. But I want you to know that if you have family members that have never been saved, never been born again, I hope after this morning's sermon, you will be concerned. You will try to get them saved because Jesus said hell fire. Right. That means there is a place called hell according to the Son of God. The Bible says that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. That tells me it is designed for punishment. And if you have any half intelligence this morning in this room, you better know where you're going. And if you're not saved, you need to come up and be born again. You and I are going to die. One day, church, your heart will stop beating. One day, you will take your last breath. And it's imperative that you know where you are heading. Let's go on. Hell existed before you were ever born. You cannot change it. It's there. And if churches don't preach on it, it's still there. It's still there waiting for people who die without Christ. Somebody died this morning and woke up in hell. The rich man, when he died, the Bible says he lifted up his eyes being in torments. That implies shock. He lifted up his eyes. It implies awareness. He knew where he was, church. He knew that he was in that place that the Son of God preached and told when he did the Sermon on the Mount. There's no salvation in hell. There's no Savior in hell. There's no forgiveness in hell. There's no Bible in hell. There's no blood in hell. There's no altars in hell. There's no opportunities in hell for you to come up and get saved this morning and escape a burning hell. If you go to hell, you'll never have another opportunity to come to a Bible-believing church that loves you enough and hear how much Jesus loves you enough to invite you to come and prepare to live forever. Whatever goes to hell stays in hell. It's permanent. It's settled. It's over with. No more opportunities. Once you go to hell, you stay there. You'll never have another opportunity to experience the love of God. It's a place, don't miss this now, that has plenty of patience. It won't matter if you live to 105. Hell will be waiting for you if you're not saved. It won't bother hell one bit how long you live. It will be there. It knows, watch it now, that every soul that dies without God will enter into its clutches. It's amazing of hell, how real it is. It doesn't care if you live to 90. It's waiting for you if you've never been saved. It's like it grabs a hold. It knows one day it's going to own you if you've never been born again. Hell has its own identity. It's like it takes glee that it's getting those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why the Son of God died on the cross. He died on the cross to keep you out of hell. Amen. That's why God made Jesus to be sin for us. He died on the cross and he made him sin that every sin you've ever done in your life can be forgiven. That is why, Brother Carl, a man needs to be saved. Because we're all sinners in this room. Nobody in this room deserves to go to heaven. Nobody in this room, whether you be a Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Church of Christ, Lutheran, will not matter. What makes the difference? Have you ever realized that you were a sinner deserving of eternal hell and trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Amen. Hell has its own identity. Doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what your name is. Jesus shed his blood to keep you out of hell. There is just one name that will keep you out of hell. Again, it's not the Baptist name. It's not the Catholic name. It's not the Pentecostal name. It's not the Methodist name. It's not the Lutheran name. It's the Jesus name that died on the cross for your sins. People are so desensitized about hell. They use hell freely. They tell people to go to hell when they get mad. They don't realize how sensitive that word is. But nothing has ever stopped hell. You'd rather go to hell than come to a holy God, wouldn't you? You'd rather go to a burning hell than walk out of here this morning. In a moment, we'll give you the opportunity to come and get saved and prepare to live forever and ever. You got a decision to make, ma'am. You've got a decision to make, sir. You've got a decision to make that will affect you for the rest of your life. You say, preacher, I don't believe in hell. But what does the Bible say? What did Jesus just say about hell? He called it hell fire. You know, you've always heard, we preach hell fire and brimstone sometimes. And sometimes we do. When I saw that verse right there, and I've read it hundreds of times, but Jesus said hell fire. That clarifies it right there. There's no doubt about what's in hell. Something will take your life. Hear me well now. Something is going to take your life. And where will you go when that happens? You say, preacher, again, I don't believe in hell. Why? Because you say, I don't believe God is like that. But then what do you know about God? You're not saved. What do you know about God? How do you know he wouldn't send a person to hell? Because the Bible says that he will. And the Bible says, Jesus said hell fire, that a person will go there if they don't get saved. We live in a generation that's brainwashed. They'll believe anything. They're desensitized. Desensitized will murder somebody for crack cocaine. Or somebody will rape a woman at knife point. They don't care. They're desensitized. There's no fear of God before their eyes. Watch it, church. But hell's not fooled. People so rich that they have everything can go to hell. People that are so poor that think they're owed something go to hell. Politicians that think they're powerful can go to hell, and many of them do. Hell is full of kings. Hell is full of queens. Hell is full of Baptists. Hell is full of Catholics. Hell is full of Pentecostals. Hell is full of Lutherans. Hell is full of Methodists, because they never ever saw the need, and maybe they did, but didn't want to get saved. But hell's not fooled. Not at all. And hell has no identity. Hang on now. Hell has Italians, has Hispanics, has Portuguese, has Australians, has Russians, has Jews, has Africans, has Syrians, has Iranians, has Chinese, has Asian, has Indians, has white, has black, has Americans. Hell doesn't care. It has no identity. It'll take anybody, any country, any nationality. If you're not saved, it'll take you like you are. Has no identity. It doesn't care what you are. Doesn't care what color you are. It wants you. Hell is waiting for you if you've never been saved. Now don't miss this. Hell is a place at the end of your life. Think about that. You better wake up this morning, because if you don't get saved and you're saved, I'm glad to say five people got saved last week on this sermon. If you're not interested in getting saved, you make that decision. But hell is a place at the end of your life. It's a place for your soul. The Bible says, Brother Robert, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Did you get that? That makes a difference. There's only one way to be saved. He that hath Jesus Christ hath life, the Son. He that hath not Jesus Christ hath not life. And some of you in here are going to hell. And the sad thing, it's too late in hell. The rich man, when he went to hell, he says, I've got five brethren. I'd like to send Lazarus back to warn my five brothers. Lazarus, he asked Lazarus just for a little drop of water that would be on his tongue. Where's hell, church? It's waiting. It's waiting for you if you're not saved. If you're 60 years old, it's not a big deal to hell. I learned that. Learned that even more this past week. When a person is living their life, you say, preacher, I'm 75. Hell doesn't care. It's not a big deal to hell. You ever do this? Go to a graveyard. Sometimes when I preach a funeral, I'll go looking at some of the tombstones, and it has born such and such a date, life ended on such and such a date. Have you ever wondered where they are? Have you ever wondered in the life that they had 60, 70, 80 years, where are they? I do. I see people that died back in late 1800s. They had a life like you. Where are they? Did they accept Jesus Christ as their Savior? You see, hell doesn't care. It doesn't care. It's waiting. It's waiting for people that neglect their opportunity to be saved. God brought you here. And if you're not saved, you're here because God loves you. He gave His Son for you. He loved you so much that Jesus said, I'll go to the cross for you. I don't want you to go to hell, Jesus says. He loves you with all of His heart. He paid the price at the cross at Calvary so that you could come up and be saved. Don't go to hell. Hell is waiting for you. Amen. All right. You say, preacher, I don't want to go to hell. That's good. That's good. You say, preacher, I'm interested in getting saved. Well, that's good. You say, preacher, I don't want to think about going to hell. Well, that's a good start right there. You say, preacher, how can I not go to hell? One name. One name. There's only one name that'll keep you out of hell. That's the name of Jesus. One name. There's none other name, church, above heaven, whereby you must be saved. One name. He that hath the Son hath life. That's the name. And you can have Him today. So where's hell? It's at the end of your life. It's waiting. If you're not saved, it's waiting. For your heart to stop beating, it's waiting. It's waiting for you to take your last breath, for death to squeeze the life out of you. And hell doesn't care how long you live. If you live to be 110, hell doesn't care. It's patient, waiting for you. If you die at 25, hell doesn't care that you died young. It's waiting for you. Where's hell? It's at the end of your life. It's waiting. But Jesus Christ is also waiting for you. He's waiting right now for you to come, and the music starts, and come up and get saved. Jesus has no desire for you to go to hell. No desire at all. Because He died for you and He loved you that much that He paid it all. Jesus paid it all at the cross at Calvary. He loved you so much that He paid it all. He gave His life for you so that you can walk out of here. If you get killed on the way home, you'll go to heaven when you die. But if you're not saved and you get killed on the way home, you'll die and go to hell and be there forever. Hell doesn't love you. It doesn't care for you. As far as hell is concerned, you're just a thing. But Jesus brought you into this world, and He wants to take you to heaven when it's your last day. Amen. You have that opportunity today to come and be saved. Brother Robert, as we get ready, I want you to know, in just a moment, we will sing an invitational song. Two things. If you are saved and you want to come and pray for somebody, there's time, it's early. You come. But secondly, if you're not saved, come and tell me, preacher, I want to get saved. I don't want to go to hell. And I'll get somebody to show you how to be saved. Most people take a chance, and that's why hell is full. Don't you do it. I want you to be like some that want to be saved. I want you to come out of your seat and tell me, preacher, show me how to get saved, and you'll be glad that you did. Let's pray. Father, I pray right now you'll take the message and speak to every person in this room, whether lost or saved. Convict the saved that this place is real. Those